Hello, 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 Winjack community. It's Angelo Cisco, and greetings. I'm so grateful to be here today, and today's a very special day for me and myself. I'm celebrating and starting my 38th lap around the sun, so today's my birthday, and it's really what I wanted to talk about today. Not so much my birthday, struggles I had early on with my birthday that revealed a lot about me and my self-esteem, and in particular one area. So I have, I'm so fortunate, guys. Over those of you that are new to the show or may not know, I moved to Southern California last year. I've been here about a year and a half from Chicago, and I spent, let me grab some water. My throat's a bit dry today. Anyways, so I moved here from Chicago for a year and a half ago, where I lived in a 1 mile radius basically my entire life. And early on in my life, I did not enjoy celebrating my birthday. I would put it off. I wouldn't tell anyone and all of these things. And I imagine a lot of you out there may do that, right? Oh, it's not a big deal or anything like this. And to put it off or disregard celebrating and recognizing. And the older I've gotten and the more I've learned about receiving, it really impacts how I looked at my birthday. And so I want to unpack this for you guys. If you are struggling with receiving in general, and this could be, there's people that have come and will come this whole week from all over the country. There's people here from Boston, Northern California. I don't even know where everyone is coming from, but there's plenty of people that are going to be visiting and hanging out for my birthday. And often I would have shied away from this and said, no, this is unnecessary. Don't do this, blah, 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 blah. And then I realized that a lot of this stemmed in my own self-esteem and my degree or ability to feel worthy of this sort of receiving and treatment on my birthday. And that alone should hit you guys pretty hard. Do you have a hard time receiving and or feeling your own worth of how much of a gift we are to the world, right? Because we're a collective, yet we're individuals. And it's an interesting dichotomy to be a little bit of both, right? And when we are not able to receive a compliment, receive praise, receive recognition fully, and believe that we're deserving of it, or the main reason we don't feel deserving of it because we don't see ourselves in the same way. And what this really does on a bigger level is it blocks out receiving in all of the ways, because it puts out a vibration and frequency that we do not deserve it. So take a look at yourselves and look at how you could take a compliment. If someone compliments you and you put it off and just say, thanks, or no, you don't even say thank you. You rebel against it, right? You say, I owe it all to so-and-so or whatever the case is. What we're really doing is we're not able to embrace these parts of us that people are seeing and recognizing. So if you can't enjoy these things and take them in and celebrate and enjoy them from your a small compliment to a birthday celebration, like I'm going through today, which at first is overwhelming, but then just sit back and go, if all these people are here to recognize me or compliment me or give me recognition, I must be in deserving of it. I'm worthy. Damn right I'm worthy. I'm worthy of receiving this kind of treatment on my birthday, compliments, all of this stuff. And when you believe that you are worthy, the gods will give you what you're worth. Nothing short of it, right? Because life gives you exactly what you deserve or are worth, and not a dollar short. And sometimes we struggle with stepping into our divinity, right? Stepping into our worthiness. And it starts with our ability to receive, okay? So really, on days like your birthday or any sort of celebration, allow people that love you and want to cherish you in all the ways to do it in such a beautiful way, and embrace them for it and thank them for it. And if you don't, see if you believe what they're doing and that you are truly of that. Because if not, why would you expect to get all of these great things that you're working so hard with for in your life? And why do you think that you're going to reach these pillars of success when you don't even think you're worthy of them? A lot of people are really great. They're very talented. They have amazing teams, but they struggle with worth problems, self-worth issues, group worth issues, money worth issues, things of that nature. And your birthday is a great time to check in and see if you are able and worthy to receive. Because it's one day out of the year that's your day to recognize that the world is a better place because you were born. And people around you truly believe that, or they wouldn't be spending time with you and trying to hang out with you and celebrate and make things great. And, you know, not to beat this, you know, keep repeating this yet, you're worth it. You're a gift to the world. But if you do not believe it, you will never genuinely be able to receive it. Also, something that I've learned along this way or on my own path and journey is this. Most of the people that I have seen that are actually deserving of these compliments and push them away are great at helping others feel that way. And so if you are someone that is a giver, yet oftentimes shies away from being a receiver, think about how great it actually feels when you give to someone. Why would you deny someone that great a feeling with you? Why would you do that? Why would you rob them of that? Why wouldn't you say thank you when they complimented you? Or thank you for seeing me how I wish to be seen. And pick up your chest and smile and look him in the eye and say thank you. It's really important to take a look at ourselves in these micro moments, because this is when we find out our truths. Our truths are beyond our minds. They're beyond our hearts. It's how you function in this world, right? Because it's not what you think. It's not what you feel. Your truth is what you believe, what you know, what you even know about yourself. And that all wraps up into your self-esteem. See, if you have a high self-esteem, you more than likely believe that you have a good karma. If you have a poor self-esteem, you more than likely will fall victim to bad karma because you do not believe that good things should come towards you. And so if you have a hard time stepping into this, as I really once did, and in moments still struggle with, realize that you have great karma, you're worthy, and keep receiving all that you're worth, because you're worth more than you probably put yourself out to be. And that's not necessarily always in dollars and things of that nature, just a worthiness to the world and what we really bring to the world. And I trust, despite anything you may have done in your past, anyone listening on the show anyway, because you're already on a path of growth, that you've probably put more deposits into the bank account than withdrawals. We just often look at the withdrawals that we've done, mistakes, poor choices, things of that nature, things you may have done not consciously, and put more weight on them, because we're, truth be told, our toughest critics. But at the end of the day, whatever is coming your way, you deserve. And allow that to really sink into you and embrace it. And please, from the bottom of my heart, love it and believe it. Because when you start believing in it and holding it into your heart, you will have energy and everything coming towards you that is abundance and beauty and love. And on my 38th, starting my 38th lap around the sun, that's all I could wish for everyone, is that they believe they are worthy of this beautiful life, because we all contribute some way to make it better. And or if you're not contributing in a way that you'd like, you could change it or take a look. Thank you, guys. And you could also take a look and see how you could start doing things that would make you or put you in a position to be ready to receive fully all of the greatness that you have in your life, right? We're going into such a planning phase in our businesses, planning phase for next year. Write what you're worth. And if your plan doesn't look like that and what you're worthy of receiving, it's not so much the plan that's wrong. It may be the plan writer that really needs the adjustment. The plan creator, the visionary that is you, that is inside all of us. Please, you're worth it. You are a gift to this world. Do not forget it. And if you do, hit me up, Angelo at I Am Alpha Hippie and all the I Am Alpha Hippie channels, Winject, wherever you could find me. Smoke signals, slip into the DMs. I know that's the new thing. Or slide into my DMs. That's what someone told me the other day. Whatever you want to call it. And I'll be sure to give you a reminder. And if not, just check this video out as well. Much love to you all. Let's go out there and receive the greatness that this world is ready to give us. It's not out to get us. It's out to give to us. Bye-bye.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.